So we're in Tanit Be'eliyahu, the second chapter, the 12th paragraph, Yud Beis. Davar Acher, another alternate understanding is, Magadlu Ma'asecha Hashem, how great are your actions, Hashem? Borei Kama Minei Be'emot, come and see how many different species of animals. Uminei Chayot, and species of wild animals. Uminei Ofot, and species of birds, Yesh Ba'olam, exist in the world. And how many species of fish there are in the sea. Shema kolo shel ze dome laze. Does one have an identical voice to the other? O mare shel ze dome laze. Or does one look identically like the other? O shema da'ato shel ze dome laze. Or does one have exactly the same thoughts as the other? O shema ta'amo shel ze dome laze. Or does one have exactly the same taste as the other? Ha! You see, lo kol, not the same voice, velo mare, not the same look, velo de'a, not the same thought, velo tam, and not the same taste, shel ze, dume laze. Does this one have identically like the other one? V'chach shanu chachamim b'mishnah. And this is what our sages taught us in the Mishnah, that this is all la'agid gdulato shel melech malchei ha'melachim ha'kadosh baruch hu. This is all in order to recount the greatness of the King of Kings of Kings, the Holy One, blessed be He. Shadam tovea kama matbot bechotam echad, bechulan domot ze laze. For a man, when he uses an imprint to make coins, so if he's using the same imprint, they all look one like the other. Umelech malchem lachim hakadosh baruch hu. And the King of Kings, the Holy One, blessed be He, tavat kol adam bechotamo shel adam arishon. He stamped each one with the imprint of Adam arishon, first man. Ve'en echad dome lechavero, and one is not like his friend. Lechach ne'emar, that's why it says, magadlu ma'asecha Hashem. How awesome, how great are your actions, Hashem, that we all stem from one man. We all come from that one couple, Adam and Eve, and yet each one of us is different. Each one has a slightly different voice. Each one has slightly different taste. Each one looks slightly different. Each one thinks slightly different. This is one of the ways of seeing the greatness of Hashem, that even though we all emanate from the same parents, ultimately, way back when, at the end of the day, we're different. The Mishnah and Sanhedrin discusses why did God do it such that we all emanate from Adam and Eve. So one understanding the Gemara says is, so we should be humble. People shouldn't think, oh, I come from this one that God created. You only come from that one that God created. So we all come from the same parents, ultimately. Another understanding is because God wanted more unity in the world. So God said, you should all remember at the end of the day, you all come from the same mom and dad. So be human to one another. And another understanding the Mishnah over there brings is this understanding, that this illustrates the greatness of God, that even though we all came from the same parents, we're very different from one another in our traits, in our tastes, in our looks, etc.